Good morning. Again, a reminder that our learning this week is being sponsored Le'ilui Nishmas Shimon Ben Avraham, Simcha Ben Avraham, Mr. Simon Wenger, Zichrono Livracha. We've been studying the Chovos Halavavos and the Cheshbonos, the different thoughts that a person needs to have for himself or herself every single day. Well, in this morning's installment, the Chovos Halavavos tells us that one of the things that we should perhaps put in our minds on a daily basis is the understanding that a person needs to understand that he has choice. He or she is given an opportunity in life to think, I have two options. Do I want to do what God wants for me? Or do I want to do what God expects of me? And of course, as he considers that particular choice, as she considers, do I want to follow the will of Hashem or do I want to rebel against him? One should also consider that there are also elements that exist within the world at large. You know, in the time of the Chovos Halavavos, we assume that the world was made up of four elements, fire, earth, wind, and water. We talk about the periodic table today, 103 elements. What would happen if any of the elements would rebel and not do that which it was expected to do in the will of God? Frankly, says the Chovos Halavavos, a person wouldn't live. There'd be no man if there'd be no elements. And so therefore, says the Chovos Halavavos, if the elements have to go ahead and choose to follow the will of God, so to speak, if the elements follow God, how could the human being dream of choosing not to follow God, to rebel against him? A person needs to understand, if I have body parts, how would life be if one of my body parts didn't go the way it was supposed to? If my brain would tell my finger to move to the left, and it would choose automatically to move to the right, how frustrating would it be for us? So therefore, how could we not be frustrating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we, who are really just appendages of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we choose not to do that which he has expected us to do? The Chovos Halavavos compares this to a situation where a king decides to have one of his ministers moved from one place to another on a diplomatic mission. And so the king tells his servants, please make it your business and have this person travel in first class. Don't hold him back from anything. Make sure you have top-of-the-line quality meals to feed him. Make sure that you have top-of-the-line comfort creature comforts for him to rest in. And then as the individual is traveling, he forgets what his mission for the king is all about. You can imagine that the crew that's working with him will say to him, hey, listen, buddy, if we were to forget the things that you're forgetting, we would get a terrible death. And so you should make it your business not to get that terrible death. Says the Chovos Halavavos, if one of our Evarim would cease to function properly, if it were to turn gangrenous and all of a sudden not be functional, then that Evar, that body part, would be removed from us, and it too would cease to function. It too would be amputated and sent, so to speak, on its death. So how could we not choose to make sure that we don't become gangrenous? How could we not choose to follow the will of Hashem? As you move your Evarim today, as you move all the body parts and declare, Kol Atzmosai Tomarna Hashem Michamocha, all my body parts sing, Hashem, who is like you? Make it our business, perhaps today, to think about the fact that if our whole body sings, maybe we as humans need to sing it as well, and we can have a wonderful, terrific day. Have a great day.